Hi, everyone. So the Rooted course was, for me, looking back on it throughout the entire time, the best way I can explain it is it was kind of like a mini version of the YWAM course, because it was like very transformative for me, and there were a lot of times where it was difficult for me, because like a lot of things were being brought up that I didn't really realize was going on. So the 4 points that I came up with and the biggest things that I realized at the pretty much at the very beginning, one of the weeks was telling our testimony. And as I was thinking about that, I was like, but wait, I don't have a testimony. Like, I grew up in a home that with grandparents that prayed, and like speaking in tongues wasn't like out of the ordinary. I knew who God was, so like what? I didn't live a horrible life. I didn't have some transformative, spectacular spectacle of a transformative like time to know God. Like, do I have a testimony? And as I was writing it, it was still really, really difficult for me to write it down, because it was more like here's a history of Danielle, and here's what's happened. But through writing that, I guess I kind of realized that is the testimony. Maybe I didn't have some transformative one moment. Maybe there were several moments. There was several things that I had to go through to get to this point. But each of those moments got me closer to who I am today. And without those moments, then, you know, I maybe wouldn't be the person that I am today. Maybe I wouldn't have gone to YWAM. Maybe I wouldn't be at this church. Maybe I wouldn't be doing the things that I'm doing. The second thing that came about was, a lot of times I'd be writing the answers to the homework, and my hand would be writing, and I'd be just writing things down, and then I look back at what I wrote, and I'd realize that there was a deeper meaning in it, that something came out that I didn't realize was going on. I didn't realize I was feeling that I was doing, or that an insight that I had, or what was happening internally. I didn't realize that was something that I was going through until I wrote it down. The third thing, the last two things, the last two points were more inspirational things through it, that, you know, learning more about the Word, learning more about God just through this Rooted course, it inspired me to not, you know, dream about things, but to just do it. If I want to do something, just do it. Don't make up excuses why you can't, why it can't be done, why it shouldn't be done. Just do it. If you want to do it, do it. Take the step and do it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. If you want to go off to YWAM, then do it. Take the step. If you take a step, God will take several steps more. If you make a plan, God will give you an even better plan. So through this Rooted course, there's so much more journey for me to go through. And I'm so excited to see more of what's going to happen, and more that God's going to show me, even looking back on these, looking back on the notes and looking back at the book, and even answering the questions again now that I've done it, now that I know what to look for now. Maybe there'll be different answers. Maybe I'll have a different outlook. Maybe God will show me something different. And I'm so excited, and I'm so happy that I chose to do it. And anyone who wants to do it, honestly, do it. Just do it.
Guess who's up next who wanted to share so desperately, so I wanted to put her last. Marilee, would you like to share? She begged me to put her last.
Actually, I thought when he had the first two up, I'd missed it. Yeah. No, just kidding. Just kidding. I have to say I'm a little bit of a slacker. And I say that because I went away for 3 weeks, so I missed one session. But then after that, I didn't do very well. I know. So I had to sort of pick it up. I came to the meetings, but I picked up the pace later on. So I wasn't really up to snuff in the last portion. Now, that being honestly said, I love the course. And I have to say, when we were doing our trip and we stopped in Billings, Montana, at a Foursquare church, we were there that day, and they were doing Rooted. They were going to just start it. And I just thought that is so cool. What was interesting about that community was, there was a prison like a block away, and all the people who lived in that community were really tied in with that prison, in the sense of there were some very big needs in that community. There is a big Foursquare church in Billings. We weren't at that one. We were at a smaller one that was the newer plant, but it was quite a community. Anyways, so I was excited about that. But I wanted to say about the Rooted, for the first couple of weeks, I kept hearing, even in my own mind, but kept hearing people, well, I know all this stuff. Well, what's new about this? I know this stuff. And then I have to echo Danielle's words, how when you had to do some of the work and do the assignments, it's like, oh, okay, you get a little lazy in your walk sometimes, and like, what is your testimony, and how are you going to share that, and maybe you haven't shared that for a while, or things like that, like she had said. But I found that the course really made a person, like, yes, we knew these things. There was nothing really new, but it's how they directed you to look at it. It was very authentic. It made you look at yourself. And I really appreciate, especially in sessions, like Donnie and Patty and Terry, like a lot of them, sharing things that they had come up with and what the Lord was showing them. I was really pleased with the section about sharing your testimony. And so I know it's, I have a neighbor, she lives across the road, and she's in her 80s. And we have, I call it now garage ministry, but I go over to her place and we have tea and talk. And the Lord has set that aside. And I know he has. It's not just because she lives across the street, but we're going to talk together. So this church has always been based on relationship, relational, one to another. That's a big key thing of it that I've always loved. And this is sort of, with the Rooted program, it was like, okay, yeah, we're doing this here in church, but now how do I do it better out there? Wherever, be it with across the street, having tea with my neighbor in a garage, watching the world go by, waving at all our neighbors. Anyways. Thank you.
So you can see it impacted a few people. We wanted to make sure you heard some of the impact of it. But here's the thing is that the word rooted, it means grounding. It means being stable. I was thinking about a tree, and I was looking up all the different things about trees. And then, man, there is a lot of different trees. There's trees in Africa that they go root themselves so grounded that it would be almost impossible to knock these trees over. And it's like an oak tree upside down, is what they say. And then I was reading through and all these different things about, like, we have the big, big, big tall trees. I think they're cedars, red cedar. They get massive, but they root way down low. And I was thinking about this and going, that's what we need to do. I think Christianity and being a follower of Christ is simple. You accept Christ, you love him, and you believe 100% that the word of God is 100% true. But we also need to dig deep too. We need to get ourselves rooted, because what is the easiest? So many people I've seen go through the church, but they don't root themselves in the word. They don't root themselves. So what happens when a struggle comes along? They get frustrated. They leave. They don't go to church. They run away. Because they don't have anything to back themselves up. They haven't sprinkled water on the roots. They haven't nurtured it. So then that way it would be strong. So when the wind comes against us, the word of God is 100% true. It is what we believe to be our foundation. And as I've been reading through and just learning so much about what the Old Testament Israelites, it's like you guys just missed the mark. But they didn't have the word like we do today. So I give them a little grace. But God was always there. They called upon him. And what did God do? Showed up. He came in and said, okay, if you follow me, get rid of all your idols. Then you'd have a king here that would do that. And what would happen? They would prosper. They would be amazing. But then all of a sudden, they would, worship another god. They would make other temples. They would make poles. They would worship Baal, because they would start to take other influences from all these different areas. Yeah, let's intermingle. Let's all be one. And then God was angry with them. And what happened? That king would be gone. I'm reading through Kings right now, and I'm realizing that Israel had a lot of kings that came and gone. Some are very short. One was 6 months. We serve a God that is a loving and caring God, but I also believe that our God is the God. He is a jealous God. So if you worship other idols, in a way, he has the right to get mad. Just like as parents, if our children are disobeying, we as parents need to discipline. I believe that's the same for our Father. This week, or yesterday, I won't share who or what, but I read this article, and it fired me up. I'm just going to say I was mad. If you talk to Tawny at work, because I read it, and I printed it off, and I threw it at her and said, you read this and tell me what you think. Like, I was mad. But a preacher, a reverend, a pastor said, I don't necessarily believe in the whole word of God. I was floored. It's local, by the way. And I read that, and then I read it again. I want to read in context, right? Maybe he was saying it, but no. And I just thought, rooted, and I was going through thinking about rooted and why it's so important. That's why it's so important that we root ourselves in the word. So we don't use statements, oh, well, I'm just going to use some of the Bible. Hey, you know what? This scripture, oh, yeah, that speaks to me because that, oh, yeah, it edifies me, so I'm going to be better. Yeah. But I don't like this scripture because, well, it tells me I have to love my neighbor. What? I want to love myself. And as you could tell, it was really passionate to me. And it was like Satan just threw an arrow at me because it totally distracted me from what I needed to share about because it just made no sense to say that. Either you're for me or you're against me, it says. And I'm for the Lord. Are you for the Lord this morning? John 1:1-5, the word became flesh. Number one, it said in verse one, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Do you believe that this morning? When I heard or read that, the scripture just came to my mind right away. Because the scripture is God-breathed. I've heard people say, well, and oh man, I'm so guilty of this myself. It's amazing when you preach how much God speaks to you as a preacher. But I used to say I'm not a good reader and I don't read books. I used to say that all the time. I look back and go, now that was such a bad statement. Because I need to read the Word of God. I need to dive into His Word because that's where I'm going to be rooted and strengthened. That's what this course really taught me a lot of, was good questions. Yes, it was simple. It was like, I should know all this stuff. I know this stuff. Why am I? Because it was just, again, rooting, digging my roots, watering my roots. And so that was what this course was really designed, I think, to do, is get you rethinking. So one of the things that I thought was really interesting was in all of this, and you've heard, I think, a couple of times, but one thing that stood out to me was, and you have to ask yourself, and it says this, what is your story? What is your story? Why are you sitting in this chair today? I'm not here to discourage you to be sitting in the chair. You can stand if you want, but why are you here? What is your story? Why do I serve the Lord? Why do I go to church? Why do I believe in Jesus? Why do I even consider helping people? Why do I care for people? And why do I just not take care of myself? Who cares about everybody else? It's all about me, right? That is the world's view. God, as we root into Him, His love is for His people. You're His people. He sent Jesus to this earth and died on the cross for you, for me, for you, for me. And we can't forget that. And when He died on the cross, He took all of the burdens, not some, all of your burdens, all of our burdens, and laid Him there at the tree so that we can come to Him directly. When He left, He rose from the dead and left and ascended to heaven. He left us the Holy Spirit to speak to us, to help us, to intercede with God. So we don't have to do the lambs and all that stuff that they did during the Old Testament. We now can intercede directly with Him. Hallelujah. We can actually talk to our Heavenly Father. But we need to root ourselves in His Word so we can talk with him. God speaks through his word. There's many times where I've read a scripture and it's like, whoa, I didn't really see that before. Or whoa, that's what that means. We need to dig in. So when our times get tough, and they do, and they will, no matter how old or young you are, we can stand firm on the word. One thing that I love about my wife is that she's got a memory, a very good memory, an amazing memory. And so she remembers, she can read things. And I remember when doing a play at the church, like they throw it at her and she'll read through the script and have it memorized within 20 minutes, 30 minutes. It always just blows my mind because I read it and forget it 3 seconds later. But it's the ability to read scriptures and be able to quote scriptures for people. And I believe that as we dive into the word, that allows us, you always use the word filing cabinet, it fills up our filing cabinet. So that way when we're sharing with people, the Lord is able to bring those things to memory so we can share with people. So what is your story? What is your story? Have you asked yourself, what is my story? It doesn't have to be a story where, you know, I was down. You don't have to actually make a story either, by the way. So I'm not encouraging you to get down and out and then come up. And no. If you're already with the Lord, stay with him, okay? But there's stories of people who've been in abusive situations, people who've been in alcohol, been on the street. Those are amazing stories to hear. I love Nikki Cruz. Does anyone know Nikki Cruz? I'm really old. Yeah, the young people are probably going, who the heck is that? Well, he was a gang member back in the 60s, 70s, but gave his life to the Lord. Be a long story. Please read the book, Run, Baby, Run. But Nikki Cruz served the Lord, right? Great story. And then there's people who grew up in the church, who've always loved the Lord, always, you know, maybe did a bad thing here and there. What we consider bad is probably really not that bad. But we all have a story. Why are you here today? Why are you serving the Lord today? These are questions we need to ask ourselves. Something that back this 1986 was my was part of a missions trip I went on, 85, 86, with the youth at the church. And we did, this is my Bible, I just wanted to bring along a study Bible. And what we did was 9 things that of why God exists. Like, why do we believe what we believe? So there was 9 things that came up, and I wanted to share with you them. One is simple. God exists. Done. We have to believe that, by faith, God exists. If you don't believe that, we got trouble. So when I read that yesterday in that statement, I'm like, you don't believe in God then. Because the word of God is God-breathed, right? You either yes or no. There's no fence line here. So one of the things was God exists. He created matter, the universe, the world, and the people of which you're sitting beside right now. He created that way back in Genesis. People, us, share the character of God. We are made in his image. So we share that. At some point in history, Adam and Eve disobeyed God. And as a consequence, the world and the people became abnormal or bent or were thus out of personal relationship with the perfect and holy and just and loving God because of that. Remember that. So when things do get tough, go back to that was because of the sin. That is why things are the way they are today. God does not want people to be sick. That was never in his plan. That was never in his plan for diseases that we see today. Because people were finite and fallen, they could not have direct relationship with God because of this. So now you have the whole Old Testament and why the Israelites had to do what they had to do. God is perfect, holy and loving. He sent his son who conquered death, reestablishing direct contact with God through the Holy Spirit. I mentioned that earlier. Anyone who believes in Jesus with all their heart, one has to accept Jesus for their entire life. So with everything within them, to put aside all things of this world. Christian living is to follow what Christ did when he was on the earth. Well, how do you know what Christ did on this earth? unless you read the Bible. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Find out what he did. And one day Christ will return. Not maybe. He will return to this earth, and ultimately the old earth will be destroyed and replace it with a new earth. And as I was preparing this week about what should I share, because, you know, God, I want this to be personal for people every time I get up. That's how I believe. I want them to walk away with something new and refreshing. And I didn't realize that, but back in 86, I made a declaration of those things in my life. And so even though since then, which has been a few years, a couple years, I've struggled. I've fallen. I've maybe done some stuff that I'm not proud of and stuff that I am proud of. But at the end of the day, when we make declarations, when we speak out things like that, it gets into our heart. I truly believe that. It gets into our heart and into our mind and into our filing cabinet. So then that way, when things come against us, we can stand strong. So I believe that the Word of God is God-breathed. Because it says it is, I believe in the Word. I stand here this morning saying, I believe in Jesus. I believe He is the Son of God. I believe He died and rose again for us. He loves you and cares for you wherever your situation may be, for whatever might be going on in your life. Through any type of struggle, Jesus is here. He says, come to me, all you who are weary, and I'll give you rest. And so this morning, would you do that? Would you stand firm with Jesus? Would you stand firm on His word this morning and say, you know what? I heard about Rooted. I heard it was a good course. You're more than welcome to talk to Pastor Carolyn about maybe getting a book and walking through it yourself. Those who've done Rooted, I've challenged them in the class. I'm challenging you now. Seek out someone, Christian, pre-Christian or not, to walk through the book with them. It may sometimes seem simple to us because we get it. And you know why we get it? Because when you ask Christ into your life, the Holy Spirit comes in. And who's our teacher? He's our teacher. So things of this world get exposed. I love the scripture where it says, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and sup with him. But there's more to that. How about when he says sup, he means talk. So how about we talk with God? How about we open the word up and share scripture with Jesus in our heart? Have you ever thought about that? Just spending time going, Lord, I don't get this. I don't get why this is happening. Can you reveal that to me in your word? Can you reveal that into my heart? And I think as we work towards that, we root ourselves solid within the word. So when somebody comes up, and I'm telling you, there is brilliant people out there who can really twist and make things sound so good, but they're not. They're not holy. They're not just. Christian or not, we need to be on our guard. I've always heard my mom say, we're in the end times. I totally believe we're in the end times. When that end time is, I'm not sure. But we need to live our life according to that this is the end times. Be prepared. Be ready. Are you ready this morning? A famous quote came from Billy Graham. And DC Talk kind of goes off on this, but this one actually came to my mind, and it says this. Have you seen God? Have you ever seen Him? I've seen the effects of the wind, but I've not seen the wind. There's a mystery to it. So we don't always see God in a physical sense, but we can see the effects of what He can do. Are you ready and willing this morning to feel the effects of the Holy Spirit of God Himself? Are you ready this morning to feel that? I believe God wants to minister to each one of you. I'm going to ask Aaron if you can come up, and Carolyn. I believe God wants to move. We're going to have a party afterwards. We're going to have some burgers and stuff. But before we get there, I sense God wants to move in a mighty way. As I was preparing this, I said, Lord, it can't be long, because I know I was going to run out of time very fast. But I said, Lord, I want it to be something that people can walk away going, I want to change. I want to get into the Word. I want to learn more about God. I want to strive more after Him. I don't want to be doing what I've been doing and just walking and not really moving forward. I believe our holy God wants to minister to you this morning. If it's healing, if it's releasing things that just oppress you, that stop you from getting to know Him closer. In Mark 10:52, it says, go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. This morning, I want to challenge you to have faith like a mustard seed. I want to challenge you to say, you know what? This is going to happen. Not maybe, not this is going to happen. So have that faith. In Luke 5:20, it says, when Jesus saw their faith, He said, friend, your sins are forgiven. When He saw their faith, can you have that faith this morning with me? So no matter when I hear or read things that just make absolutely no sense, why would you say that? Would you have faith with me this morning to say, I am just going to believe. I'm just going to believe. And then this, would you, Proverbs 3:4-5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Would you do that this morning? Would you be people of God? When Israel turned and seeked after the Lord, He heard, and God responded by ministering to them. Can you be that person this morning to say, God, I trust you? You know, I'm just thinking finances, bringing up our children in this day, making sure they get brought up in the ways of the Lord. Not allowing the agenda of our governments to infiltrate to the point where we start to sway and kind of just pick and choose what's good in the Bible. Would that be you this morning? Would you trust in the Lord with all your heart? And lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways submit to Him, and He'll make your path straight. So this morning, I want to put out the challenge to you to say, are you rooted? Are you rooted? If someone came to you, are you ready to share your story? Or if they came to you and said, oh, God doesn't exist, you're stupid. Why do you believe that? Are you able to say, you know why I believe in God? Because this. Because this is what He's done in my life. This is what He's doing in my life. Will we challenge ourselves to allow God to move in our lives?